Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to The Best Football Show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
All right, this is The Best Football Show. I'm Brian Baldinger, at Baldy NFL on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Threads, X, you name it. Also, on your free Odyssey app, you can download it, like it, subscribe to it, and you can tune in every day. Today, we're less than 2 weeks away from the NFL draft. And we are in the last division of evaluating every division, some of the changes, coaching changes, personnel changes, and what these teams might do for the draft. And we are in the NFC South. We have talked about the winners last year, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, one of the challengers, the Atlanta Falcons. Now time to turn our attention to the New Orleans Saints and to the Carolina Panthers. So the New Orleans Saints are full of a lot of changes as well. A lot of changes. Now, Dennis Allen is still there. All, you know, a lot of continuity at the very top from the owner to the general manager. Mickey Loomis still in that role as general manager. Been there a long time. They've had a lot of good success there. But Dennis Allen is still there, and they've changed offense coordinators. They've changed a lot of coaches. Clint Kubiak's in as the offense coordinator. Doug Marrone is out. John Benton, the offensive line coach. A lot of changes. One thing that doesn't look like it's going to change is Derek Carr at quarterback, who, if you just look at his stats, where he completed just under 70% of his passes and, you know, threw 25 touchdowns against 8 interceptions, had a good quarterback rating of 97, you say Derek Carr is fine, except it didn't feel like that. I know Derek Carr was banged up early in the year. He had bad shoulders. One of those guys not going to complain about it, which is fine. But it didn't look like a dynamic offense at all last year. Now, they finished 9-8. They were competitive. But really, you know, if you look at the offensive line, they've got some issues. Trevor Penning was a former first-round pick. He has struggled. Now, maybe the reason why they have changed Doug Marrone, who I'm a big fan of, to John Benton, is maybe they want just a new set of eyes kind of evaluating and training these offensive linemen. So I'm not ready to give up on Trevor Penning, but he has struggled at left tackle. Ryan Ramczyk has struggled to stay healthy these last couple of years. In fact, he might be done. I don't know today in mid-April what the status of Ryan Ramczyk is, but I think they need offensive linemen. They need offensive line help to help Derek Carr, to help Alvin Kamara, Jamal Williams, who both of them struggled to run the ball last year. Alvin Kamara, for the first time in his career, averaged less than 4 yards a carry. Jamal Williams, big signing from the Detroit Lions, less than 3 yards a carry. They were not a good running football team last year. You could look at, you know, Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed, and they brought in Cedric Wilson to go with Juwan Johnson, the tight end. You go, okay, pretty good talent. But let's look at them defensively. Defensively, they brought in Chase Young. We'll see. Chase Young hasn't done much since that, you know, ACL reconstruction. You know, to go with Grady, to go with Granderson, Tano Passignon on the defense front. The secondary is pretty good. You know, they resigned, you know, a bunch, you know, they still got Lattimore there, and, you know, they've got, you know, Taylor. They've got, you know, they've got their guys in the secondary. Tyrann Mathieu is back, but they could use corners. But I think, you know, they're sitting there with the 14th pick. Offensive tackle, this tackle draft is deep. You know, Olu Fashanu is, could be there. Fuaga could be there. Like, they need an offensive tackle, a plug-and-play offensive tackle. There looks like there could be five of those guys. J.C. Latham, to me, makes a ton of sense. But if you want a true left tackle, you know, you could look at Fuaga, I think, could play left tackle. Fatano looks like a guard to me, but he played left tackle the last 2 years at Washington. Like, that makes a lot of sense. You know, and I think, you know, this, they've got a second-round pick, the 45th pick. You know, the, you could really continue to build the offensive line. You could look at receivers. It's a deep draft with receivers. You know, could Ricky Pearsall from Florida, you know, be a wide receiver that they would be interested in the second round? Possibly. But there is a new direction here. Clint Kubiak, the son of Gary Kubiak. I mean, this is when this offense is clicking, it's a royal symphony. Like, the play action passes off the zone stretch. Like, it is it's really a fun offense to watch. The play action passes, the deep passing game that comes off it. It has been very successful in this league. It's been successful when the Ravens went to a Super Bowl, when Gary Kubiak was the offensive line coach in 2012. It's been successful in Houston with, you know, with that run that they had. I mean, it's been successful a lot of places. So I think that's a good change. You know, and I mentioned Chase Young comes, Willie Gay comes off the ball inside linebacker. They lost Zach Bond, you know, to the Philadelphia Eagles, a free agency. So maybe Willie Gay, who brings a lot of speed, you know, could probably help them out. So that's the New Orleans Saints. Can they get out of that 500 record they've been in and truly challenge for the division? Yeah, I think it's capable. If they get the offensive line fixed and Kamara gets back to his style, they could compete for sure. And then there's the Carolina Panthers. And look, this division has been defined by change in the last 2 years. It's just, it's kind of incestuous in some ways. Like, Dave Canales comes from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where he was the offense coordinator for a year, really helped Baker Mayfield stabilize him, get him playing maybe his best football he's ever played. So Dave Canales comes in to replace Frank Reich in that regime. Dan Morgan comes in as the general manager. And honestly, when you don't get the quarterback position right, and they haven't gotten it right, and we'll see what Bryce Young is like. But if you don't get it right, there's just nothing but change. You lose your general manager, you lose your head coach, offense coordinator, everything changes. So Bryce Young, look, they make this massive trade last year, give up this year's number one draft pick to go get Bryce Young, and he was not good. He threw 11 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, less than 60% completion. Was sacked 62 times. You can blame it all on the offensive line, and that's fine. Somebody's got to be the fall guy, the general manager, the head coach. They're all gone. Dave Canales comes in. Dan Morgan, former Carolina Panther, you know, first-round pick, been working in the business now for a long time and has climbed the ranks to become the GM. So they keep Edgero Evero as a defense coordinator. Okay, that's good. Dom Capers is there. He's a former head coach, kind of overseeing this organization. Brad Idzik comes in to be the offense coordinator for Dave Canales. And then you go, what do they got? Well, they went out and got themselves, you know, two offensive guards, okay, to come in. Damian Lewis, you know, comes in, you know, to try and help the run game, to help stabilize the offensive line. They bring in two new guards. Robert Hunt, they paid him a bunch of money, been starting for the Miami Dolphins. So Robert Hunt, Damian Lewis, they've come in. Austin Corbett is still the center. The two tackles are the same. Maybe they'll run the ball better. Miles Sanders was a huge disappointment last year. Paid him a bunch of money to be the free agent running back. Miles Sanders averaged 3.3 yards a carry and ran for one touchdown after coming off his best year with the Philadelphia Eagles. So Chuba Hubbard is still there, got tremendous speed. But they got to get this offense, they got to get this offense fixed.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So, what are you going to do with Bryce Young? Okay, upgrade the offensive line. Fine. Maybe the two guards, upgrade things. Maybe the big ick at left tackle plays better than what we saw him play last year. We hope. So the passing game has to get, every part of this offense has to get better. Is Bryce Young, I mean, people want to write him off. You can't do that. You just can't do it. All he's done is seeing turmoil. GM, head coach, interim head coach, offense coordinator, change in offense. All he's seeing is just turnover. He's playing with the number 31st ranked rushing offense in football. Like, you have to give Bryce Young a chance. They bring in Deontay Johnson from the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, Adam Thielen was the go-to guy last year. They need receivers. James Campen comes in with Dave Canales to coach the offense line. The offense line's got to get better. The running game gets better. Maybe Deontay Johnson and Adam Thielen can help in the passing game, but they need more weapons. Tight end in at wide receiver. And maybe at running back. They just need to build around Bryce, okay? And then defensively, like I said, Evero stays. They bring in Jadeveon Clowney, who had a renaissance in Baltimore last year. Don't know if he can duplicate what he did, but we saw this from Jadeveon last year. He stayed healthy, and he was played hard. And one thing about Jadeveon, you could question his health for a long time in different places. But when healthy, he plays the game hard. He's not an elite pass rusher, but he does get to the quarterback and affect the quarterback because of how hard he plays. He was the first pick in the draft, 10 years ago, 11 years ago. He was the first pick. He does have great talent and size. You hope that he stays healthy. They brought in A'shaun Robinson, who has been a good player wherever he's been. To go with Derrick Brown, who, you know, look, Derrick Brown – he was the fifth pick in this draft out of Auburn 4 years ago. They just gave him a new contract extension. He's the latest defensive tackle to get paid. The guy had 103 tackles last year. Do you realize that in the 104-year history of the NFL, no defensive tackle, pick one, from Alan Page to Randy White to Warren Sapp to Aaron Donald, you name it. You name it Howie Long. You name it Hall of Fame defensive tackle. None of them have ever had 100 tackles in a season. Derrick Brown did last year. So, yeah, the defense line looks better. They brought in Jordan Fuller and Dane Jackson, you know, DJ Wanham, Josie Jewell. Like, they don't have a first-round pick. No, they got the first pick of the second round, so it's kind of like a late first-round pick. And then they have the 39th. So they have the 33rd and 39th pick. You know, receiver makes a ton of sense for sure. With one of those picks, they need defensive help a lot of places. So you can look at that. Can Carolina, who was 2-15 last year, and let's face it, one of their wins was against late in the year against the Atlanta Falcons. They won the game 9-7. 9-7. Like, it was a dreadful offense. This year is about the development of Bryce Young. And I don't know what the record of the Panthers is going to be, but they have to make this work. Bryce has to get better. He can't get sacked 62 times. He has to be more productive in the passing game. The offense has to have better balance. They've got to be able to run it better. The defense, look, Evero is a good quality defensive coordinator. They lost some really key pieces. Frankie Louvu, there's, Brian Burns. You just go through the defense again. Dante Jackson, they lost a lot of good players. They substituted in free agency the best they can. This whole season is about the development of Bryce Young into a quality starter. Doesn't have to be a superstar this year, but he's got to be a quality starter. He's got to complete more than 60% of his passes. He's got to throw a lot more than 11 touchdowns. They've got to win. If they win 7 games this year and he becomes a real player, a quarterback, that would be a good first year for Dave Canales. All right, so that really completes the division by division breakup. We've started with the AFC West and Patrick Mahomes and going for a three-peat, and we finish with the team with the worst record in the league, the Carolina Panthers. We've done it from best to worst and everything in between. Now it's time for the NFL draft, and you can see that if you draft well, this is the way, say, the Saints did in 2017 when they got Ramchek, Lattimore, and Kamara, and they went from winning 7 games to winning the division to what the Houston Texans did last year with the second pick, in C.J. Stroud and the third pick with Will A., how they turned things around and won a playoff game. It can be fixed in a year if you get the right draft. And so that's what's in front of these Carolina Panthers right now and other teams. Less than 2 weeks away in the NFL draft. This has been the Best Football Show. Thanks for joining me. We're going to get into the top 5 players at every position for this draft, including slot receivers and slot corners. And we will start that soon as we get ready for the 2024 draft live from Motown. This has been the Best Football Show. Thanks for joining me. Can't wait to talk to you about the best at their positions as we get ready for the draft.